I do want to open with scripture. I know you guys were just standing, so if you guys could stand really quickly for the reading of the word, which is okay. I do want to open up the scriptures that I want to start with. They're going to be Joshua 6, 1 through 7, and then verses 10 through 11. So now Jericho was shut up inside and out because of the people of Israel. None went out and none came in, and the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand. With its king and mighty men of valor, you shall march through the city, all the men of war going around the city once. Thus shall you do for 6 days. Seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. On the seventh day, you shall march around the city seven times." I'm sure everybody's heard this passage before. "And the priest shall blow the trumpets. And when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, then all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, everyone straight before him." These last couple of scriptures are the ones that kind of stood out the most to me. So Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord." And he said to the people, "Go forward, march around the city, and let the armed men pass on before the Ark." Jumping down to verse 10, two more scriptures. I promise I'm done here, guys, okay? I won't make you stand all night. "But Joshua commanded the people, 'You shall not shout or make your voice heard. Neither shall any word go out of your mouth until the day I tell you to shout, then you shall shout.' So he caused the ark of the Lord to circle the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp and spent the night in the camp." And so the title of the message that I felt today for our church body, more for me probably, but it's "What Happened to the Wall" is the name of that sermon. If we could take a brief moment to pray, and I believe that God has a word for us tonight. God, I thank you for the opportunity to be in your house, God, to be with your body and be with your people. God, I pray that the word that you've downloaded in my spirit, God, even if it's just for me or maybe just one person here today, God, that you would speak, that you will be able to move, and that your name will be glorified tonight. So God, I pray that our hearts and minds will be ready to receive what you have for us today. In Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. I'm originally from the South, so I'm a little Southern in those ways. But so let's talk about walls, okay? Jericho wasn't just any city. It was a stronghold, a massively fortified wall that represented power and resistance and fear. For the Israelites, Jericho was the first obstacle standing between them and the promise of God. This city was humanly impossible to conquer. What happened to Jericho set the tone for the rest of their journey. Personally, for us, it can be walls of doubt. It can be depression, anxiety, guilt, shame, or fear. We all face it, right? But I want to begin by talking to those of you who have already been walking with God for a little while. I got a kind of a dual paradigm. I want you, it's for everybody, but I feel like there's kind of two points to the coin, or two sides to the coin, I felt. You've seen things. This is to the people that have been walking with God a little while. You've seen things, right? You've seen God move. You've been through trials, storms, situations that nearly broke you. And now when you look back and you see the rubble, right? You say when you looked at somebody else, "What happened to that wall?" You remember how strong it looked. You remember how long you thought it would stand, how impossible it seemed to move. But now it's gone. When you think back and look at it, God did it and he tore it down. So today I felt to remind you, if he did it before, he can do it again, right? And you may be staring at another wall right now, and it looks just as tough as the last one. But God didn't forget how to knock walls down, right? So take a second to remember the rubble and what he's already done. Because sometimes we're so focused on the present wall we're looking at and staring at, we forget to look back at the rubble and look at that testimony and say, "God, you've been so good to me." So that's, I love that the songs they were singing tonight, it felt like right in tune with what I kind of had. And you look back and you say, look back at that rubble, "Wait, he's done this before. What am I afraid of? Why do I have this cloud of doubt? Why do I have this thing hovering over me?" I want you to proclaim today in confidence that God is going to do it again for you today. So that's just what I felt for you. And so, praise God. And the reason that this story is so important is because God wasn't looking for their strength. He was looking for their obedience. Because like it says, if we go back to the scripture on number 10 there, but Joshua commanded the people, you shall not shout or make your voice heard. Neither shall any word go out of your mouth until that day I tell you to shout. Then you shall shout. So they walked around 7 days. I ain't gonna lie to you. I could tell, okay, the husbands and the wives, they're walking around that wall. The ladies' feet were killing them, okay? Especially on the 7th day as they were walking around, right? And they're making eye contact with the husband. He was like, I don't know what we're going to do. But they followed in obedience, right? So that's my thought. That's something that stood out to me. And to the new believer, now if you're newer in your walk with God, this part's for you, okay? Maybe you just started praying again. Maybe you're in the church trying to figure it all out. And you heard people talk about miracles and breakthroughs and walls falling down, but you're wondering, God, when is it going to happen for me? I've tried stuff before. Maybe even tried to do this in my own strength, right? And there's a few comparisons that the Israelites might have seen that we could have today. Israelites were like brute force. They were like, maybe, why don't we just, you know, go right up and try and tear the wall down? Again, it was a fortress, right? To man, it was impossible, right? And for us in nowadays, we might be like, man, we just got the willpower to push through on our walls. I'll just overcome this, okay? The Israelites, they might have had weapons, right? They thought, okay, I got this sword and this shield. I'm a go into battle. And for us, it could be self-medication. We try to look to fulfill ourselves here. Or we could just ignore it. We could just go sit in the tent outside of Jericho, right? Or today we could just ignore and be like, man, whatever. Whatever. God's not going to do anything. Or you could turn to God like they did. Because again, the reason that this story is so important is because God wasn't looking for their strength in this. He was looking for their obedience to follow those things. And obedience doesn't always make sense. It doesn't always make sense, right? But sometimes that's what he's asking for us. And so it takes trust and following the Lord. And God is going to make it happen. And so the next scripture that I had was Jeremiah 1:4-10. And now the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Because with this whole idea for maybe somebody that's new to this is like, how do I know if he's going to do something? How do I know if he's going to move? He knew you before you were even born, before you were thought of. He knew we would be in this church body today and God giving a word for you today. I believe we got to praise God for that. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Going down to verse 6, and it says, then I said, ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak. This is in Jeremiah. He's saying, I'm too young. I don't know. I can't do this. He said, do not say I'm only a youth. For to all to whom I send you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plan. Let me tell you something. God already knows you. He knows your situation. He knows your pain. He knows your failures. He knows everything that's going on. He already knows you. And he's not waiting for you to get your act together to use you or save you. He had a plan for you before you were born. Praise God. And you may feel unqualified. You may feel unsure. But God said, don't say I'm only. He says, I'm with you. He sent you help in John 14, 16 through 18. And it says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be with you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. And jumping down to verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And I love this passage of scripture because he sent us help, right? Even though we might be facing walls of anxiety and depression and fear or guilt or shame, he sent us comfort through the Holy Ghost. And praise God. Jesus promised the Holy Ghost, and it's not just for seasoned saints. It's for you. His Spirit brings peace, comfort, truth, and power. So if you're looking for that peace, you might need to stop searching out in the world. Because I know for me, whenever I was first getting back in church, I was looking forward to my friends. I was depressed, right? I was suicidal. I didn't have it all together. And so I know that if you walked into this place and you need that hope, you need strength today, you might have just been like, man, God, I don't feel like being here today. Hey, anybody else ever have those weeks, you know? That's life, right? But I believe God wants to give you peace today in your home. God wants to give you peace in your mind. God wants to give you peace in everything you do. So God, let's receive that, church. Praise God. So how do we receive that peace? How do we get there? So what should we do? I'm here and I'm trying to figure this out. I'm struggling and I need help, right? What do I need to do? I have guilt. I have shame. I feel like a failure. How do I get comfort? Right? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is how you respond to the gospel. You repent. You turn your heart towards God. Be honest and real. Be baptized in Jesus' name. I love that today, this is a celebration. Kim Comer is going to be baptized in Jesus' name today. So praise God. Let's give that to the Lord. That name washes away every sin. It's your burial and your new birth. And then you receive the Holy Ghost and you let God fill you. It's not an emotion. It's about power and transformation. And the last thing, point that I had here as I'm coming to a close here, they're getting ready for him to be baptized. You don't have to do this alone. God never meant for you to walk this road by yourself. That's why he gave us the church, the body of Christ. We need people around us who's been through it before, right? You need somebody who can say, I faced that wall. I fought that fight. Let me tell you what God did for me. So those seasoned saints on your side of the coin, you need to be encouraging the younger people, right? That might not have the, you know, the gray hairs. I got maybe one or two. My son does too as well. But yeah, that's wisdom, right? That you can help the young people through the seasons that they're going through, right? And so mentors, pastors, friends, people who will pray with you, speak truth over you and remind you, God did it for me. He'll do it for you. That's the power of testimony. That's the power of community. Praise God. Praise God. And if you have walls today, I want you to find someone with rubble. If you have walls today, find somebody with some rubble that has a story, that has a testimony. So you can look back together and say, what happened to that wall? Praise God. I want you to keep walking. You might be walking along your wall right now, and let's be honest, it might feel silly, but I'm going to stay obedient. Why am I doing this again? But I'm going to stay obedient. Why haven't things changed? I'm going to keep walking. Why does it feel so quiet? Why can't we talk to anybody else or maybe vent? Or I'm going to keep walking. But God gave you a word, and your job is to walk in it. Even if you don't feel it, just like they did at Jericho, keep walking. Psalms 37 and 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Psalms 119, 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You might not know how it all comes together. Just take the next step. He will guide you. And one day, you're going to look back and say, man, what happened to that wall? What happened to that wall? Just like the people that are here today that didn't know what to say back then. And answer will be simple. God happened. God happened. And let me ask this as we get ready to respond to the Lord. What walls are standing in front of you today? Because some walls to collapse on your own are impossible. Sometimes you need somebody else. And we need that Savior. We need God. Is that wall fear? Is that wall anxiety? Because maybe you lost someone. You can't just get over that by yourself. You need God. Is it addiction? Is it doubt or confusion? Is it shame from your past? The same God who tore Jericho's walls down is the same God who's here today. He's here right now, and he's ready to turn your walls into rubble. He's not intimidated by what you're facing. He's still looking for the same thing, obedience. So take that next step. Praise God. And I do want to open these altars. If you feel like God is just wanting you to take this next step, or you want him to break down walls today, no pressure if you want to. Stay where you are and pray. But as the musicians come, I know they're getting ready to be baptized. If we could just get a keyboard player. But here are some points of recap as we close the night that I felt from the Lord here. You've walked with God before. And if we could all stand, praise God. You've walked with God before. You've seen him move. Don't forget those miracles now. Let your past testimonies fuel your faith again. Okay? If this is your first wall, welcome. Because there's going to be more to come. There's going to be more to come. You don't have to do this alone. The Holy Ghost is real. The gospel is for you. We're here to walk this out with you. Don't let silence stop you. Just because God hasn't spoken yet doesn't mean he's not moving. Faith sometimes sounds like footsteps, not fireworks. If you've never repented, now's the time. Just open your mouth and your heart and talk to him. Tell him you need him. That's where it starts. Okay? If you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, let today be the day. Let the name that's above every name wash over you and bury your past. God, thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Oh. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. And if you've never received the Holy Ghost, he's here. Don't overthink it. Don't worry about how it looks to anybody else. Oh, glory to your name, God. Speak to us tonight, God. Let us receive your word tonight, God. Oh, yandobo siakata. Let us be sensitive to what you want to say to us now, God. Let you break down the walls of anxiety, God. Let you would break down the walls of depression today, God. Let us receive what you have for us today, God. Jesus, Jesus. And if you've never received the Holy Ghost, he's here. Just lift your hands and surrender and let him fill you. That's all right, church. Let's take a moment and worship the King of Kings tonight. He's meeting us here again. He's already has, and I believe that he wants to do something great. I believe he wants to give restoration in hearts and minds tonight. I believe he's going to break the walls down for you today. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Yes, God. We're not going to be bound by it anymore, God. We proclaim it, God. You're going to do it again, God. We've seen you move.
I've seen you move the mountain, and I believe I'll see you do it again.
Let's extend our hands right now, Lord. Let's pray.